Welcome to the Startup Showcase. I'm your host, Scott Catoon. This is Technoid Live from WGN Radio, where Chicago's top founders and entrepreneurs come to share their story. Well, this is kind of a unique showcase. We've got everything going on in Facebook Live, which is cool and sort of new for us, and we're going to step it up to even another notch with 360. So we've got, Bottle Rocket Media is here, and they're going to show us exactly what 360 is all about and how we do it. And I'm just really excited to have you guys here in studio. We've got Dan Fisher and we've got Brett Singer, who boringly say that they're just the principals. You've got like creative media going on in, like, times like gazillion, and you two guys come in here and just, hey, well, we're principals.
We're simple guys. We're a small shop, so we take pride in saying, yes, there's a lot of creative stuff that happens in our shop, and we're honored to be the two guys that founded it and kicked things off.
Simple men. I eat beans and rice too. It's fine.
It's very simple.
No problem. So I guess, before we get into all the 360 chat and where it's going, and I want to have kind of a real quick but cool conversation, just so everyone knows, on Facebook, you can catch these videos later. They'll all be in 360. This entire episode, not just this interview, but all of them is going to be in 360, which, maybe if we can figure out how to do it right, will be the future for us. I am so fascinated with the idea that we can put every single viewer in that seat. They can be in WGN studio and watch this whole thing. Exactly. So how did you guys get into doing this? How did you become principals?
Well, Brett and I met while working at the Oprah Winfrey Show.
Start.
Yep. Not a bad place to start. And when Miss Winfrey decided to move on from the show, we thought it was a good time for us to team up and basically just make video on our own terms. So what's that, like 6 years ago now?
Yeah, something like that, and we started slow and a few clients, and have grown to 60, 70 different clients we've worked with over the last few years. And our focus, having lived so many years in broadcast for the Oprah Show and other adventures, we wanted to split, we wanted to do videos where three or four people got in a room and said, hey, let's make a video. Great, let's go do that. And it happens. So we found this niche that's online and digital and social and company and event spaces, where companies like United or McDonald's or Walgreens or Dyson or Central here in Chicago.
Tiny little brands
tiny
that
little
you guys
brands try. That need an external video production company. And we kind of fit the bill, and we've grown from really small, jobs like Carol's Cookies or a little frame shop in Wicker Park to these bigger jobs. But, for each video, it's still the same thing. What's the story we're telling, and how can we collaborate with smart, cool, creative people and do things on our terms? So every job's different.
I mean, that's really exciting. And the cool thing is, I'm glad that our guys are here kind of behind the cameras right now watching this, because, we have a lot of different facets to Technoid that people know, and Technoid Studio is one of the things we aspire to do. It's to not come into your territory. I don't want to come up against guys like you, but I want to be able to create cool content that is for ourselves. So we create, whether it's entertainment, sports, tech, whatever, I want to create really cool stuff that we can be proud of and use the most top-of-the-line technology possible to create an experience for users that's different from anybody else.
Top of the line today, the camera we're shooting on, top of the line today. Tomorrow, there's probably a better camera coming out. The 360 space.
The iPhone 8.
Right, exactly. The 360 space is moving so fast. And anybody that claims to have a handle on where it's going or what's amazing is just blowing smoke, because we're all in the discovery mode. This is like 8mm film right now for this new medium.
Yeah.
So it's just been a ton of fun to explore that space. And for us, we're just on the journey with everyone else. So whatever we know, we share with everybody. We share with our clients. We share with, other creative companies.
As evidenced by sitting in this chair right now.
Well, yeah. So there's no secret sauce. Everybody's still experimenting and learning, and that's the fun part of being here now with a new medium.
This is honestly why one of the reasons I guess the space sort of chose me more than I chose it. We talked about this before the start of the show. I just made this whole thing up on a fly. But the reason I thought it was doable is because you can't, you're never going to come up with the only idea. Everyone has come up with the same idea 1,000 times. Yeah. It comes down to execution, and creativity is the one thing that ultimately can't be cheated. You either have a creative eye for something and can create, I could take the same camera as you have, and the creation that you're going to make of the same shot of what I see is going to be totally different.
Yeah.
And there's so many different nuances within that that create an experience that the fan will go, wow, I feel like I was there. And absolutely. The other one is just kind of like, wow, that asshole made me scroll around the screen the whole time.
Right. Yes. Yeah. There's a lot to be, like I said, there's a lot of discoveries yet to be made in 360. And the more we share with other people, you know, we're hopeful that we can collaborate with someone and do the next cool thing. Or we told these guys, here's how to do it. And all of a sudden we see like the next show and you're like, look what we did. I'm like, oh my God, that is now the coolest video ever made in 360. You guys did that. That's so cool. We're going to steal that from you now. You know, you just have to be, you know, egoless and share everything, because it's that part of the business now where, like I said, special sauce doesn't get you anywhere, you know?
Well, they're going to steal it anyway. I mean, that's the other thing.
It doesn't exist. And, you know, it's about practicing and exploring and trying, just exploring the boundaries, really.
For all the creatives out there, I think, and I don't, I mean, I like myself. I think I'm a creative person. I think I'm a dreamer type, you know, idea person. But I don't claim to be technically sound creatively in any way. But to all the creatives, the one thing I would tell them is, you know, when I first started doing this stuff, not this side of things, but just coming up with shows and concepts, I was watching people knock them off left and right, and I would get so pissed. And it literally, I mean, it would drive me nuts. And it got to a point where finally I was like, you know what? I'm done looking behind me and seeing who's around, like what they're looking at, what they're watching. I'm just done with it. I'm going to create what I want to make. And I'm just going to keep fine-tuning it until I'm happy with it, which is apparently never.
Yeah.
And then just keep rolling.
So you
and,
are an artist.
Yeah. So people can,
I mean,
just, you know,
the only
whatever.
Difference between people that do stuff and people that don't is that some people actually get up and do it. You know, and that's ultimately what creates creatives.
Yeah. And you also don't, you know, we're not afraid to make shitty videos.
Yeah.
You know, you can't be afraid to fail. And when we jumped into 360, you know, I remember the day Dan brought a 360 headset into the office. I was like, we should check this out. Where we all put our phone in it. We're like, holy crap, this is the coolest thing ever. Like, how do we get involved? And it was about a year and a half, 2 years ago. And maybe there was a handful of articles of this is how you do this and you can't do that. And after reading like two or three of them, we're like, we're done reading. We're going to get cameras. We're going to figure this out ourselves and make our own best practices. I want to discover why you can't do that. I want to discover, you know, new ways to do things. And just because they said this or that, I don't care. So let's mess around. Let's make our own mistakes and be bold and see what happens. And that's, you know, that's how we push ourselves forward.
Well, that answered my question I was going to ask you, which was, how did you get into the 360 part of this? Like, so what percentage of your business now is focused on A360 and becoming, you know, better at it, finding new ways to use it, but also an eye on like the next evolution of 360 or the next use case for 360.
Well, we're always looking to see what's the next best thing. And at the end of the day, 360 is just another tool for us to tell a story.
Yeah.
So we'll use it when it's appropriate. And
when do you think it's not appropriate? Like, I feel like this show is a borderline appropriate on it. Like, I feel like I'm trying to create something that is unique for people to be able to be in a studio because it's unique. But if I was doing a canned video, it doesn't make any sense. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, definitely. You know, I mean, there are times when, whether for a client or for ourselves, we in an effort to push ourselves, we just making our own 360 content. We're like, oh, I've got this great idea. And then we say, so why is that cooler in 360?
Right.
Like, why wouldn't that be better? We just take, you know, our normal cameras, go out and shoot and edit it. And there is no hard and fast rule for that because, you know, we're two, you know, boring guys who make video. But if there were, you know, two
speak
really interesting piece, you know, people, you know, in this chair to sit in the room with them and to feel like you're part of the conversation, I think that's super cool.
That's what I'm thinking. Like, I don't know that it'll work, but, you know, I think it's what I'm really hoping is that when we bring some of these big shots in, that you get to sit down next to them. If we tie it together with live stream and can enable you to actually tweet and talk to us during the show, imagine being able to look over to your left and ask Showbiz Shelly what's going on next, and you can actually sit there and answer them. Like,
absolutely.
And they can look
at
you.
How cool is that?
That is the coolest.
Absolutely. And there's also something, too, when you're in the room with somebody and that you don't necessarily get from normal video. You know, you get all the subtleties. You get all the nonverbal stuff.
Yep.
You get their body language.
You get me telling you to move closer to the mic.
Exactly.
Right. You get to see how they interact. Or, you know, two founders that are like bugging each other. Like, oh, they don't like each other.
Two principals.
Two principals. Right. Well, yeah, exactly. So there's, I don't know, man.
Very cool.
You know, we're still playing and playing and playing.
Well,
and,
we're going to be continuing. I mean, obviously, I'm very grateful that you're doing all this and giving us kind of an example of what it could look like.
For sure.
I hope that the viewers give us a great response and say, you know, this is something we want to see more. And and I want more people to utilize your tool and follow your lead in this, because we certainly will be watching you, copying sort of, but also watching you. Hopefully, we can figure out a way to collaborate.
Yeah.
Where do people go to learn more about Rocket Media and just?
Bottle Rocket Media. Yeah, bottlerocketmedia.net. You can find a bunch of information about our 360 videos, our standard, regular old HD videos.
HD, old-fashioned,
you know, winding crank camera.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Look to do those.
What would Howard Hughes do today?
Exactly.
Could you imagine Hell's Angels today? It would take 14 years just looking at every plane.
Yes, that's exactly right. That's
bolts
exactly
falling
right.
out of it.
So, we can be found there and... happy to chat with anybody about this stuff. We're active in the community, and if anyone has any questions, drop us a line. We're happy to share.
Very cool. Thank you guys so much for this, and I look forward to the final product that people get to watch.
Me too. This is
cool. Thanks for having us.
Thank you guys so much.
All right, thanks.